you know how some people they have smegma, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me. I had to clean it up.
It's a show by Chris and Neil with all great movies. They are the real deal. We watch them all, so you don't have to. It's movies that don't suck and some that do.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages, this is a new episode of Movies Don't Suck and Some Do. My name is Neil.
Well, it's a special panic for us episode, and this is Chris, sorry.
I'll get to that after the introduction, sir. Sir, you introduced the podcast, okay. And you introduced him. Do you want to start this all over again, buddy?
No,
did you forget?
We're good.
Did you forget
good.
How it worked?
Yeah, let's get this fun. I'm Chris.
All right, boy, here we go. 1, 2, 3. We'll go again. Welcome to a new episode of Movies Don't Suck and Some Do. My name is Neil.
And I'm Chris.
And today is another big Panic Fest 2024 episode. This time we will be talking about the long form shorts. Now, what is a long form short? Well, it's not what's in Chris's pants.
No,
that's not what it is.
No, that's just a long form.
No. That's a form short.
Hey, no.
Anyway, but anyway, Chris, explain to them what a long form short is.
Well, long form short is not exactly, it's generally closer to 20 minutes. Most shorts, they run 10 and under. But a long form short is going to be above 10 minutes generally.
So a long form short is basically a sitcom without commercials.
Exactly. Perfect. Good way to put it. Yeah.
Because that's the length of a, because a sitcom, if you go like watch, Big Bang Theory, mm-hmm. Seinfeld, those shows are only like 19 minutes long, maybe 20 minutes. But usually the more popular the show is, the shorter amount of time the show is actually going because of how many commercials they try to get in there.
Yeah. They're like, just people watching this. So yeah, it's
just. Do you want to buy Coke? Do you want to buy Pepsi? Do you want to buy Coke and Pepsi? Do you want Doritos? Do you want Cheetos? Do you want
But yeah, they had one that block of these on the virtual fest for Panic Fest, and ones that I saw in person. And
nice. And so everybody that's listening, if you haven't listened to our Panic Fest episodes before, let us explain to you what Panic Film Fest is. Mm. Panic Fest is this wonderful horror movie festival, horror sci-fi, basically independent filmmakers that goes on at the Screenland Armor right in North Kansas City, right across the river from downtown. It is one of the most beautiful theaters in the world. Me and Chris have ourselves been in this theater many a times, mm-hmm. and it is one of the best put together festivals for film.
Yeah,
that I've known of. Chris goes all the time. I did not get the chance because one, I went to WrestleMania and I had COVID when I came back, mm-hmm. and then on that now I can't even leave my. I can barely. I don't know what's going on with this year, bro. What is going on with this year? Like the last year and a half, I have gotten COVID two times. I've broken my arm. I have super sprained my knee. I got COVID when I got back. Like, it's like literally my body is just saying, dude, you're done. We're just going to put a whole new round. Just jump into it, Neil. You're done. You're over. But Panic Film Festival, guys, you can go for people that are watching right now. I'll even share a screen with you really quick. Like it is, Panic Film Festival still has a live active website that you can go to called panicfilmfest.com. You can look over all the information there on all these movies that we talk about. You go to a virtual land where you can go around. You can look at the schedule. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. But there's a film guide that literally tells you all the movies that were located at the film festival. And the shorts, the longs, all the above. And if there is a link for the ones that you want to watch, they will have a direct link for you to go watch them. This is one of the festivals that just it's loaded. It has, what is it, 155 movies? Yeah, yeah. Is that what the guy said?
That's what Tim said. 100. That's what Tim Cannon said. So, yeah, you guys, we have to see Panfest 2025. And we'll all be there.
Somebody just asked if we want a hot chocolate. We will take a hot chocolate, sure. Did you see this?
What the fuck is that?
Who is that? I don't know. Heck if I know, bro.
Not really.
Why do I got to know everybody? No. Sure, I'll take a hot chocolate. I like hot chocolates, and I cannot lie. You other bros can't deny.
But yeah.
No.
When Mother walks in with the BBV.
All right. All right, Chris. Tell us what's the first movie that we are, the first long-form short from Panic Fest 2024 that we are going to talk about today.
Let's talk about Red Iron Road. Let's do that one. Red Iron Road in the Heat. It is directed and written, and all that. I fucking closed it out. How'd I do that? You know.
Good job, Chris. Chris is on top of it today. I'm just having a weird
fucking day, dude. Not that weird. But
we're all weird. We're all weird, dude. Like, literally, our whole lives are weird. We're just directed weird by people.
Directed by Sam Cho. The screenwriter was Ellery Van Der Vert, and the cast, the voice of Michael Dobson, Giles Panton, Ellen Ray Hennessy. It's this is a really fucked up, weird short film. Neil, let's read the storyline for this.
Here's a storyline, and I think the storyline is about as long as the short is itself. When a bruised and battered man claiming to be Santa Claus is arrested for the murder of a child, the interrogating officers uncover a story more bizarre and horrific than expected. A violent Christmas rivalry between the forces of good and evil, where the outcome hinges on a promise made decades ago. The award-winning duo of Sam Cho and Ellery Van Duriwe? Is that how you say that?
I think so. That works.
All right. Team up again for another animated thriller, this time diving into the turbulent origins of Old Father Frost himself in the Heat, adapted from a 2008 short story by the queen of Russian horror herself, Anna Starobinets.
All right, so this is 17 minutes long. It's animated. All of it's animated.
Yes. And it is like most of it takes place in a what do you call
those?
Interrogation room. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word right then and there.
I could have swore that Bill Burr was in this because that dude sounds just like him.
Oh my God, I know. This movie or this short was hilariously fucked up.
Yeah.
Is the best way to say it, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't call this a Christmas short just because Santa Claus is in it. I don't think this took place during Christmas, man.
No. And do not show this one to the kiddos. This is not one for the kiddos to be like be watching this one. Mm-hmm. This is 18 and up.
But
we'll go 18 and up.
It is funny though. This is very funny.
It is funny, gory, and the twist. I love when it gives a good twist.
Yeah, there's a good twist in this.
And there's a good twist in this one that literally just knocks it out of the park. Now, I went and watched actually some of the other Red Iron Road shorts from the past because of this. And there are several, if I remember correctly. I don't know why I didn't have this loaded up before. I came on here, but there are several that I actually watched. The Family of the Verloc, The Forest King, I watched that one. The Rat Catcher's Daughter, The Undertaker, which was about a gloomy silent man, doesn't have many friends. He decides to throw a party, invites his deceased friends. you can go find, oh my gosh. Most of their stuff you can find on an app which is called Plex, P-L-E-X. Yep.
Okay.
P-L-E-X. Okay. And that's where I found it, and I found a couple of these episodes stuff. So the Red Iron series is not just as amazing one with Santa Claus. The best way to think of this is it's like Death and Robots? Love, Death and Robots.
Yeah.
Something like that, or kind of like I don't want to say Robot Chicken, but because that's the only thing I can think of that's animated and it's random shit. Yeah. But it's like a Black Mirror, but animated. It's like a Twilight Zone, but animated. Yeah,
it's not quite as mind-bending as that to me. This was a fun short, but of the shorts we saw, this is one the least like that I would do it. But I do like that. I did like this one. Of the three, it's probably the funniest that we talked about today.
Yeah.
But
and I just loved it. I don't even know how to say. I wanted to put my Christmas tree up after.
So, talking about this, I guess what's your score on this? I guess we'll just get right into it.
You know what? I'll give this a 4.3, man. I loved it. I've watched it like 5 times, like since it's only like 20 minutes and I wanted to make sure my mind was rescheduled. So I actually just rewatched it like an hour ago.
Yeah, I did too. So I'm a little bit lower than you, probably 4 out of 5, but it's a really fun, well done short. It's well done. It looks like there was money in it. I guess that's the way I put it, because it seems like it could. It's a good voice. Yeah, it's a good little short. You know,
it's a great little short, and it's a good way to just make you say, "Hey, this day is awesome, and I love you." No, but yeah, it is a good short. It's a good thing to look out for. Literally, go look for the series if you can. If you ever come across Red Iron Road, watch them. They are cool, mysterious. Some of them are funny. Some of them just so dark that you're just like, what the fuck? But it goes real. It's like Adam's Family.
That's a really good one.
Where it's dark and maniacal, and if you actually pay attention to what they're saying, it's a little more fucked up than you think it is.
But
you
it's know, also like, fun. I mean,
It's all about fun. All right, Chris, what's the next one we're going to be talking about today?
Let's do Juggernaut. Let's talk about Juggernaut.
No, let's not go that direction. Let's go the other direction.
Monster Opus.
All right. There you go.
What's up, Monster Opus? That's directed by Nao P. Kwon. Written by Nao P. Kwon. It's 19 minutes long. Neil wants to read the storyline for Monster Opus.
Oh, man. I don't know. This one's a hard one.
Yeah.
A real zombie virus strikes on the set of a low-budget zombie film. All right. Do you want to give your appearance on this first,
or do you
want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay. How about you go first? You go first on this one.
All right, dude. So it starts out with a filmmaker. He's trying to make a zombie movie, and they can't find the zombie, right?
And he can't find the makeup person. He can't
with the zombie.
The makeup person. It is not doing a good job making them look like zombies.
No, but they can't find him, right? But
yeah.
And that's how it starts out, sort of. But it deals into the mind of a filmmaker who's obsessed. I guess it has something to do. It has like commentary, I guess, on COVID. In my mind, like it's like commentary on that. And it's parts of it are funny, parts of it are boring as fuck, and parts of it are just straight up weird. But I liked it. Monster Opus. Like, I think I liked this one. It's just I think it was a little too long.
I am now going to be the opposite of everything he just said and completely tear this one apart.
Yeah.
all right. So if you are trying to prove to me that the guy is a real zombie, after you're mad about the people that have the bad zombie makeup, maybe the makeup needs to be better than the bad zombie makeup. And believe me, I know all about bad zombie makeup. I had some at my wedding.
We're not gonna talk about
that guy did not they did not understand what the job was. Anyway. That said, they didn't make it really that clear what exactly was going on for a minute.
The storyline was a little like you're like, what? Like, there's a bunch of that. Like, what's going on? Like,
so that one with the better makeup, just a little bit of better makeup. Oh, is he supposed to be a real zombie? Is there a zombie apocalypse going on?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was a little weird. I don't know, man. I love the concept.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea. I just don't think it came together well.
So,
and I watched this two or three times to make sure that I'm not being a dick about it. You know, I'm like, I made sure I watched it, and I'm not trying to be an ass, but it just didn't, like, it was just like, eh.
So if you want to watch a movie that really does a person making a zombie movie the best, it's One Cut of the Dead. That's the best fucking zombie movie, I think, of all of them. One Cut of the Dead, where they, that you, we talked about that in the podcast probably a couple of years ago. She's Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so I don't know if Monster Movies got any ideas from that. It probably didn't. But it didn't come together the way that I felt like it should have. I mean, like, it could have been 5 minutes shorter, possibly.
No, I don't care if it was longer or shorter. I don't care about that. Just needed a little more. They needed a little more substance. They just needed a little more substance in there. Yeah. If they did something that just, you know, I don't know. It just needed a little more oomph. And maybe a little more terrifying that the guy is a real life zombie and not a fake zombie. I don't know. I don't know exactly, but it just needed a little oomph.
And it didn't hit you. It didn't scratch your zombie itch, huh?
Yes, by any means. Sorry. A good buddy of mine, Jason, just says 28 says later, I'm guessing days later, is the clear all-time zombie winner. What do you think about that?
That's not a problem. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, 20 days later.
I don't know, man. I mean, Warm Bodies.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
I was like, Neil's.
What Return of the Living Dead was it where the guy hits the sign and he looks like he's Michael Jackson? He's in the Michael Jackson's Thriller. Wasn't that Return of the Living Dead 3? Yeah, that one.
Jason McKay. Come on, dude.
Jason's the nice guy that he's with me in a lot of photos. Not Warm Bodies. Everybody, Jason right here says, not Warm Bodies. We are not talking Warm Bodies.
Yeah. But 20 Days Later is great, but then this is not as near as good as that.
This movie is not, this long form short is not 28 Days Later. I can't wait for 28 Years Later, the announcements awesome, yeah. coming up. Oh man, we just talked about that on our last episode of the podcast, which was, what was the movies that we did on the last one? You're supposed to know all this stuff. You're my supposed producer, to know it too, dude.
But like everyone asked me, like, what did you talk about? I'm like, fuck. Because
we just did like 10 episodes. We did 5 episodes the last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Driveway Dolls and Civil War.
Yeah. Driveway Dolls and Civil Doors. We just talked about that. But yeah, on the new segment. Remember, there's a new segment every time.
Yeah.
But okay, Chris, what's your rating on Not Warm Bodies?
3.3, maybe.
Yeah, I can't even give it that. Yeah. I gotta give it lower than that. I gotta give it like a 2.8. Like, okay. I love the idea of it, but man, it didn't come together for me. And I hate that I have to be judgmental on people like this. I hate. Why do you make me do this?
I'm sorry,
Kyle. Why do you make me be an asshole, Chris?
I don't think you're an asshole. This is.
You know what's great? Remember that time, Neil, that you got drunk and you're an asshole to everybody? I'm going to make you do that every fucking week.
I do remember that.
That was the conversation. He's like, you got a good voice and you don't mind being an asshole. I'm going to put you on the microphone.
All right, man.
Lost what? What is it called? Lost what? No, it was called, name the name of the long form short again.
Oh, Monster Opus.
Monster's Opus. It was at the Panic Film Festival. You can find it at panicfilmfest.com. Look under features that they had there. All right. Last but not least, the third long form short of the day. The last one that we have to cover.
Juggernaut.
Chris, what is the name?
Juggernaut. Directed by Daniele Ricci and Emmanuel Ricci. Screenwriter Eugenio Krylov. Daniele Ricci and Emmanuel Ricci. Stars Eugenio Krylov, Adriana Papana, and Nicola Cerretti. This is 20 minutes long, and it's from Italy. But that's fine because there's no language in it. Neil, wants to read this.
You're story. No language. What did you say?
Wants to read the story for Juggernaut.
No, I dare. That's the end of the podcast. We quit. All right. A fearless knight has embarked on a painful and exhausting journey to regain what he has lost.
Okay. So with this one, why don't you start this one?
Did this win awards?
I don't think so.
Why did this not win awards?
Because I'm
telling you right now,
it's gorgeous.
This is the most gorgeous thing that we saw the entire festival. Nothing was as beautifully shot as this short.
Yeah, there is. It's better than Game of Thrones. It's better than some episodes of Game of Thrones when it comes to how beautiful it's shot. Like this movie's the best film stock, the best lighting, the best everything. It's a gorgeous movie, like 100%. And it was grimy. It was gross. It was cool, you know, like just the pacing of it was also good too.
Right. And it was, the thing about it is it reminds me of like a good, like dark, it reminds me of a dark, tragedy, like a good story, like a Greek mythology or Greek or Roman mythology stories, like the stories of like Jason and Argonauts and stuff like that, where it's somebody that's going on something that it's a depressing. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, this is a depressing adventure. This guy goes on this adventure that is just sad as hell, and it's only 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the end, and you see the reason why he went through the journey and everything like that, it's just kind of like it's like, aww.
Yeah. And it's crazy how, I mean, it's gory. It gets gory. There's some parts where you're like, man, that's fucked up, and I do like how it reveals itself in a way that not spoon feed the answers, you know? Like, when you get to the end, you're not, like, upset,
right.
You know? Like, you sort of understand, and you see this guy just fucking killing himself on the way, dude. It's just, it's beautiful.
And the thing is, it's, like, so captivating, and they don't even have to use words in it. Like, it's one of those that it is just, it's short, and it's a nice short that... It was just mammoth of a good dark. It is like a medieval dark fantasy realm thing. And if you're like a geek like us, like me and Chris, if you don't know the story, we literally met playing D&D.
That's us.
We are geek. Obviously, I am a geek. I have it all here. I even have the player that I have the little action figure right about there where Tohapka is. So to us, something that's this immersive, like it just made you feel like you're just like, oh, I'm in this. Like and like no words are used, and it is just all visually done. And how this didn't win like 120 different awards, do they announce who won all the awards?
I mean, it's definitely in the festival circuit right now. Like most of these shorts,
right.
Like they'll come out in some form, but I don't know when they'll be wide released. But it's kind of hard a lot of times to see the shorts in without like actually being there. So that's why we want people to go to Film Fest to see shorts like this. You know,
I see shorts like this all the time. I see your shorts all the time, and it's weird. Yeah. I don't know why you left them here. You need to pick them up.
I'm wearing Back to the Future ones right now.
But I'm trying to see. I'm looking up everything about these guys right now. I'm trying to find out if they've won anything because this was like, I mean, even on IMDb, this has like, what does this have? This has a 0.2 out of 10. Like, this is a good movie. I don't see if they've won anything yet. Let's see. I know. This is great radio when somebody's
just searching for
saying anything.
Well, you're talking. And I'm like waiting for you to keep it down.
best directors at Panic Fest.
Okay.
It won. Here we go. It won best fantasy short film at Film Quest 2023.
Yeah.
It won. Best directors at 2024. It's been selected winner of the Best Cinematography from Horror Hound 100%. Film Festival and Best Production Design. So, I mean, it's winning. It's won some stuff, man. Yeah. And what else did it win at? Yeah, just Best Director by Daniel and Emmanuel. So they did win some stuff, and that's good.
Yeah.
Because this movie, if we don't see these guys again, I would be very shocked.
Yeah, because
I would be very shocked if these guys don't come around.
They have a talent and an eye for something beautiful. Me and Neil really like this movie or this short, and we hope that you guys get a chance to see it.
This is just beautifully done. This is what was that movie we saw with Skarsgård? With Alexander Skarsgård, where Northman. It kind of reminds me of that, but just as tragic, you know what I mean? It was like the tragedy and the deep heartedness of what that movie brought. This 20-minute short brought.
Yeah.
That's my best way to describe it. Chris, what do you give it?
Probably a 4.4 out of 5. It was that good. It was that good to me.
Yeah, I'd put it like a 4.7. Like, literally, I love something that I love. I'm all about happy endings in movies. I am. All right. But when a movie can, at the end, just make me think a little and be like, okay, that's something a little different. That's a different path to go. And I'm okay with it. And I really embraced it. I'm going to say that's just one.
It's also moving. You know, you don't really expect something like this to be moving, but it's definitely at the end. You're kind of in awe, I guess the best way to put this. And I really hope people get a chance to see Juggernaut from Italy. So, guys, if you guys want to see movies like these, which you should, go to PanFest next year, PanFest 2025, or also go back and check the alumni they had on the fest, which are available, because PanFest is the best genre fest in the country, for my money. So.
They do not pay us to say this. No. I just want you to know that right now. Believe me, no one has paid us anything ever for this podcast. Chris paid me $20 once, but that was because I was drunk and I was like, I need a beer. And he was like, go get a beer. But anyway.
I should tell people how they can find this, right?
Give me one second. Let me finish up my part.
Fuck, sorry.
Get out of here.
Fuck, sorry. Dude.
Why don't you just, why do you jump the gun all the time? I know where you live. Guys, just so you know, Panic Fest is one of the big festivals that go on every year. Me and Chris are always a big part of it. You can go there. You can meet directors, actors, stuff like that. You can go to some of the best movies and all of horror, thriller, cinema that is done by individual. It is a great festival, and it's right in the wonderful, beautiful city of Kansas City, just North Kansas City, right up north of downtown. It is a great time. It's always usually at the beginning of April. So if you get a chance, go there. Chris, tell everybody where they can find us, though.
You can find us online at moviesdontsuck.net. We're at facebook.com/moviesdontsuckpodcast. We're an ex-MTS podcast. We're on Instagram at MTS podcast. We have Patreon. Patreon.com/moviesdontsuck. We're on a bonfire, such as Movies That Don't Suck. And some of the do, you'll find shirts with our names on it, our faces on it, some stuff Neil has made, separate of all that. I think it's one that says Hookers and Blow on it.
old catchphrases.
You find podcasts, you can find Movies That Don't Suck and some of the do. We're on YouTube, too. We're also on Twitch. You can probably watch us on X right now after watching us. And, yeah, just, guys, PanFest is the best horror fest. Neil's showing something about you held that up.
So Simon, give us it up.
Yeah, give us that up. Yeah, so go ahead and, if you guys are listening to us on something else, go ahead and subscribe so you guys can just see our movies that we talk about all the time. These are Spank, but yeah, go back, listen to other PanFest episodes, and just hang out with us, be our friends. We love you. You're the best. You're the best. You know.
Yeah, message us, talk to us. We like it. We like good people. Ask Jason. He's a good person. All right. Is that it? Oh, if you got a small business, let us know. We'll be more than happy to advertise you right here on our upcoming episodes of Movies Don't Suck and Something to Do, free of charge. We just want to make sure that our thousands of listeners and followers go to your location as well, because me and Chris want to support. This Thursday, we have an upcoming episode, and it is of Monkey Man and Boy Kills the Universe.
And we Boy Kills World, and we have a special guest, Mark Radovich, on there.
Oh, Mark's gonna be here. Oh, no, you go, Mark. That Mark guy from
WTMNet.com. Yeah, Mark's the best. Mark's
that
the best.
Mark guy has to be here. Yeah.
When Mark comes on, when Mark comes on, there's a 10-minute aside about wrestling that I'm just sort of twiddling my thumbs for.
It happens, man. You know, that's just what happens when you got two people that talk a lot of wrestling and know a lot about wrestling. But Chris, let's get on out of here for this panic episode. That's another episode of Movies Don't Suck and Some Do. My name's Neil.
And I'm Chris.
And remember, guys, no matter how hard you try to be on the good list or the naughty list every year, remember one guy who's never going to be on the good list, and that's Juggernaut, bitch. Have a good night.